It was in total, it would make tears in your eyes, disrepair, when I moved back to Waco in 78. And I was in the junior league. And then also, having worked with Jerry McLaughlin and J.E. Masters, they directed the charity ball for me. I got to be good friends of theirs, and they knew that my family was kind of movers and shakers, and something needs to be done about the Orpheum or about the Waco Theater. Both of them are in terrible disrepair, and they could be brought to life. Well, the Orpheum was owned by the Cooper Foundation, when you found out. But the Waco Theater had been a Hoblitzell Theater, and it was a vaudeville theater, and so it had the fly space at the top of it where you could really have road shows, and that was the thought. And so Margaret Mills and I are fine friends, and there was a small group of us that got together, Kay Metz, and I can't really say that we started it, but through a whole lot of help with money through the Junior League and Mary Ruth and Malcolm Duncan and a lot of real fine people, we got a nucleus of people together and started seeing what we had there. And we had a wonderful building that was overcome with things over the proscenium. We had to dig to find that, in other words. And there were holes in the floor. It was rotten. There wasn't a seat in there you could use. I mean, it had to be completely gutted. So I was on that board for 12 years, and were able to see road shows come, and really saw a lot of change in that building, and a lot of hard work, and a lot of very generous Wacoans that bought chairs and underwrote things, and that was a big project for Waco, and it really a fine one. I'm thrilled about it still.